Greetings, pals. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU with another lovely podcast to share with you. This week, we've got a lot of tunes from the Free Music Archive, some things I dug up, a few new releases that weren't released on the Free Music Archive, but were sent to me from other sources, and something from a new Das Andere Selbst compilation, which was released on CD, but I believe you can find it Creative Commons on the internet somewhere. We're going to start out with something mellow from that compilation, Domestic Heroes United, Volume 2, from Das Andere Selbst. The artist is H, just H with a period, and the song is Farfalla Nocturne. Let's get into it, and I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the other songs we're going to hear today. Enjoy!
Thank you. basement.
Thank you.
reputation.
Thank you.
new friends, Liz Berg, back here with you to let you know what you heard on this week's edition of the podcast. The end of the set, we heard from the group Vanish, spelled with two I's, V-A-N-I-I-S-H, with Cold Fascination, and that was performed live on Dark Night of the Soul with Julie here at WFMU not very long ago. And you can grab more songs from that set on the Free Music Archive. If you're into the gothy, dark wave end of the spectrum, that will appeal to you. We heard Twisted Talent before that, a group of New York City teenage girls. The song was Let Go from their album Anthems, which I grabbed off of their Bandcamp page. It's from it's on the Vibe Songmakers Bandcamp page on the internet. Vibe Songmakers is a program that works with New York City school kids and pairs them with musicians to make recordings. Twisted Talent is Alice, Brittany, Janen, and Jessica, and helping them out on their song were Kathleen Cameron on piano, Katie Eastburn, who is the Vibe Songmakers founder, and she was on percussion, Amirtha Kidambi, who is a vocal coach, Jim McHugh of the band Nymph on bass guitar and percussion, Jason Ribera, also of Nymph, on drums, and Jeff Tobias doing piano, keyboard, saxophone, percussion, and he was also the musical director. Pretty cool. I can't wait to hear more from Twisted Talent. We heard from Arc Waves before that with Wave Scenic, and that was from a live set that was performed on Dark Night of the Soul with Julie here at WFMU pretty recently. Schema Wound with a nice song called The Heart is a Hideous Machine from the album At Identity on the Free Music Archive. We heard KDE, aka Katie Eastburn, with a lovely electronic piece called Passersby, and that is from her album Sudden Fear, which can be found on Bandcamp. Fernwald with Work Work from the Like There album on the Free Music Archive. We heard Delicate Features with Kiss by the Sea from The Passenger, and these guys formed in St. Petersburg a little while back. They've got a new release on the Not Not Fun record label. We heard Chris Zabriskie with Heliograph, a very lovely piece off of the 2009 to 2014 release, recently added to the Free Music Archive. Steve Marciano with Annexation from the album Encode on the Free Music Archive. We heard from Map 71 with a nice piece called Specimen, kind of spacey, from the Standing 7-inch on the Foolproof Projects record label. H at the top of the set with Farfalla Nocturne from the Domestic Heroes United Volume 2 compilation on the great Das Andere Selbst record label. And that wraps things up for this week, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And as usual, you can hear me on WFMU Radio every Monday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. You can find my playlists and archives at wfmu.org/playlists/LB, as in Liz Berg. Visit wfmu.org sometime. There's a lot of cool stuff that we put out there. We've got a great Twitter feed. We've got a Facebook page with tons of great links and just all kinds of wonderful ways to waste some time and entertain yourself if you're into music especially. I want to encourage everybody to check out a podcast that we've resurrected recently called Radio Free Culture, which explores issues at the intersection of digital culture and the arts. I produced the first couple episodes, and we've got some other WFMU personalities who are interviewing interesting people in the world of the internet, the arts, music, and discussing all the ways that those things clash and work together and make cool things. So check out Radio Free Culture. It's in the iTunes store for those of you who are interested in that sort of talk programming. All right, I'll sign off and I'll see you again next week. Thanks, everybody.